That's right. Happy Monday. Happy All-Star break. Probably good timing for the Astros. I am in for Reggie one final time. He'll be back tomorrow alongside John Lopez and Figgy, as mentioned. And you can join the conversation throughout the next 4 hours on the text line 713-572-4610. Also in the YouTube and Twitch chats as well. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a better weekend than you know, maybe the Astros against those Rangers the last couple of days. We've reached the All-Star break. Seems like a good time to take a few days off for these Astros, but this is what I find interesting, and this is where we can start the conversation. I'll ask you guys. You know, Dennis Green always used to say how you feel about your record depends on when the wins came and when the losses came.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting that we're at this All-Star break, and if you were to just zoom out and take the big picture, the fact that the Astros have led the league and guys on the IL and yet are still in first place, are still 16 games over 500, are just 3 games out from having the best record in all of baseball. And
looks
yet,
good, huh?
That seems pretty good. Yeah. But then you finish the quote-unquote first half 1-5, and Hunter Brown got knocked around twice, and you know things didn't look so good the past week. And it seems like a lot of doom and gloom right now with the Astros fan base. So I guess just to start, I'd ask you, like, how do you feel right now about this Astros team?
All right, before I get to the to that, is it any consolation that I feel really bad right now? I feel really, really bad right now.
Yeah, why is that?
If it's any consolation as well, for the second time, it only takes about 7 days to get over whatever it is I gave you. if I in fact gave you something.
I feel fine. I'll be honest with you. Saturday was a little rough. And then yesterday was a lot better. And today I sound worse, I imagine, than I feel. But I feel fine.
Okay.
And I hope Ron coming in here next isn't the next one that it spreads to. But I feel good.
All right.
Don't worry.
That's rough.
Well, and I was going to try to disguise it too, like you last week, and then you just outed us right off the bat. Yeah. So
Lopez's new nickname, Patient Zero.
Yeah, that's right.
Tuesday and Wednesday were rough, as you well know, off air. Mm-hmm. I was blowing my nose and coughing and gagging and everything else. So you'll be okay. It just takes about 7 days. Yesterday's when it really was gone. But on to the Astros. That's a great question. You know, how do you feel about them? Because I actually went to a different place. Like, they're talking about, okay, after the All-Star break is when, obviously, we all know the push really begins. What's the best way to get there? After having seen what they did against the Phillies, Cubs, and Dodgers, where we're like, wow, how do they do it? Amazing. They just keep, you know, the culture and the way they do things is just trickling down to all these young players and the young pitchers coming up and getting it all done. To this past, you know, 6 games, where we're like, whoa, there's really only 2 pitchers on this team right now that you can count on. Lance McCullers Friday night was not good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other pitchers, you're starting to see some cracks in the proverbial armor. The young players were not getting it done. We're coming up short, no pun intended, in terms of offense, et cetera. So how are you good with them just running it back, or do you think that they can – these guys are going to – do you actually think these guys are going to get healthy and get back in time to continue, you know, keep on keeping on, et cetera? Or, and I know you're going to want to get to this, if not here later, I mean, is a trade deadline all of a sudden a possibility? There's like 3 paths there. And frankly, how do I feel? I don't know which one would be best.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I'm with you in terms of pitching. I think they desperately need help at pitching, and I don't think it's going to come internally because – well, it's the Astros, unfortunately. Like, we can keep talking about when these guys come back, but I think it's more of an if as opposed to a when, and then what can we expect? Because that was kind of the conversation last year, too. It was like, hey, they're going to get some arms back, most notably Justin Verlander, and he was terrible the second half of the season when he returned. And instead, they went out, and fortunately, they got Kikuchi, who was a huge addition to the trade deadline and really bolstered that pitching staff in the second half. And so same idea here, where I can't rely on Javier and maybe J.P. France, even Arrigetti whenever he comes back. I can't expect anything from those guys because, I mean, I know McCullers was out longer than all of them, but we've seen how that has gone so far. He's not reliable. Again, Verlander last year wasn't reliable, and if you look to a different team, the Dodgers thought the same thing with Walker Buehler, who was only out for about 12 months, and they thought, hey, we'll get Buehler back second half of the season, we'll be fine. And then he came back, and he put up a 6 ERA. He hasn't been the same pitcher since. So it's hard to rely on simply just the fact of, yeah, we're going to get some reinforcements. We're going to get these guys back. But when those guys haven't pitched, most of them we're talking about haven't pitched in at least 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
At least Arrigetti pitched earlier this year, but still it's going to be about 4 months. That's hard to rely on, too, that they're just going to come back. throw them in. They're going to be fine whenever they return, and then you can count on them in, say, a playoff game. I don't expect or rely on that, so that's why I think they need to go outside the organization and actually bring in another big league arm.
Yeah, I mean, look at the pitchers where they are. You mentioned them. I mean, Luis Garcia, when's he coming back?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Arrigetti. I guess, you know, he's starting to throw, and now they're talking like mid-August. Well, mid-August might be – things might be getting dicey, you know, by mid-August or any of the other ones. So I think they're going to have to get some help pitching, but then you have to start talking about offensively and what this team is. Is it the team that put it all together against the Phillies, Cubs, and Dodgers, or is it the team that just doesn't have the weapons? Mm-hmm. You know, that's where you have to look. That doesn't have – true major league offensive talent.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot of talk about the lineup, and, you know, this week they had a couple of Saturday was good. Friday and Sunday they didn't do much, especially yesterday against Evaldi. They couldn't do anything. And you talk about getting Pena back and Alvarez. But I think it starts with the pitching. I crunched the numbers too, because you mentioned you really only have two arms, and that's been the case. Mm-hmm. Fromber and Brown, when those two guys start, the team is 27-11 in those games. Really good. And those two have combined to allow 2.6 runs per 9 innings. Really good. Mm-hmm. You win those games. Problem is, everyone else that they've thrown out there, they're 29-29 in those games. 500. And those pitchers have allowed, on average, 5 runs per 9 innings, which is not good. And we give the Astros a lot of credit, and rightfully so, for the job they've done with pitching staffs or just pitchers in the past, and even maybe earlier this season. But I think part of it right now on how things are going is that we're just kind of ignoring the output and the numbers because of that reputation.
Yeah.
And it's almost like one of my favorite shows. I think you're a fan as well. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. where, like, sure, it used to be great seasons ago, but we can acknowledge this season's not very good.
Just started, right?
It's not the same show.
Yeah.
And it's similar with the Astros where, yes, it's always been great in the past. It's not going as well right now with some of these guys that they're throwing out there, where the team is 500 in those starts, averaging to allow 5 runs per 9 innings. That's not great results from everyone not named Fromber and Hunter Brown.
It's pretty amazing how important Fromber has been, first of all, because he had been up and down, a little unpredictable, et cetera, but he's been more consistent. I guess we're at the point now where we have to count he will be good the rest of the way. But if somehow, some way, Fromber does have a hiccup, then you got Hunter Brown. You got Hunter Brown, and that's about it in terms of what you can count on. But I think Fromber will be good the rest of the year, mm-hmm. and you got to have fingers crossed on that. The other thing is, why aren't we – well, maybe we are, but it doesn't seem quite as venomous, so to speak. Why aren't we talking about Christian Walker the way we did Abreu?
Yeah.
Jose Abreu last year?
I know. It's a good question.
You know?
I know Walker. I don't know if Walker has a lot of fans in his corner right now, but it's not as, the vitriol is not as strong as it was with Abreu.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair. I don't really know. I don't have a good answer to that question. I haven't really thought about it. It's a good thought. I think we're just holding out hope that, like, this is finally going to be it. He's going to turn it around. And he had that great series against the Dodgers, and he had a good couple weeks. Then he disappeared. He came back. He did some okay things this past weekend, but not good enough. I know they were talking about it this morning, where you're paying him $20 million, and he has, like, whatever it is, a 660 OPS. He's having the worst statistical season of his career. Yeah, that's a big one in this lineup, and especially when you lose somebody like Pena and you lose your biggest bat in Yordan, that's exactly who you need to step up as a Christian Walker, especially when he's batting cleanup most of these games. And the OPS is well below league average. He's having, like I said, the worst season of his career. He just can't be counted on. It's a huge disappointment, and that's a good question. I wonder at what point do the pitchforks fully come out. I know Astros Nation is very upset or very angry, disappointed in Christian Walker, but I wonder when we get to that breaking point, like Abreu, where you know, you're just, everyone's totally out on him.
Yeah, he was 11-19 against the Rockies in the first game against the Dodgers.
Mm.
Since then, he is a total of 3 for 23. If I'm looking at it correctly, since then. So, yeah, it you know, that's the guy that you have to have. Certainly, Jeremy Pena, we'll see. By the way, Jake Myers on the flagship, they're saying that at least, and then this is the Astros saying it.
Yeah.
They're saying at least 3 weeks.
Yeah. probably have to double it.
Which,
the Astros are saying.
It's like when your girl tells you, maybe two or three. Okay, it's 9 or 10 is what it is. So, I mean, this is sort of not a tipping point per se, but this is a moment where they got to make some big decisions. And, oh, by the way, we talk about the trade deadline. That's the end of this month.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Yeah.
Got about 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks. And that's where I think they need to do something. I think they need to address the pitching staff. I know someone on the text line said pitching has been our best asset. Our hitting is boo-boo. That's fair, but I think we're seeing some cracks in that armor of the pitching staff. Mm-hmm. I laid out the numbers of everyone outside of Hunter. I think Hunter Brown and Fromber have been the makeup where they're covering up a lot of things in this pitching staff. Mm-hmm. When you remove them from the equation, they're a 500 team. They're literally 29-29 in all the other games, and the ERA is about a 5. Not good.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say, too, is my concern for Hunter Brown because of yesterday. And look, July, for whatever reason, has always been the worst month in Hunter Brown's career. He has the highest ERA in July of any month. I don't know why it is, but he struggles in the midway part of the season. But I'd also say yesterday was just the second time he's pitched on normal rest this year. Normal rest being 4 days off like most pitchers, but the Astros have been using, you know, a six-man rotation, and with off days, he's always been pitching on 5 days rest or more. And if you look over the course of his career, his ERA is more than a run better when he has extra rest at 3.41. When he pitches on regular rest, his ERA is 4.58, and he pitched on regular rest yesterday, did not look good or did not look sharp. That's my other concern of if he's your ace, but you have to make sure to always build in that extra time. And especially once you get to the playoffs and it's like, well, we'd love for him to pitch game one and game four and maybe game seven if there is one. But he's not as good unless he has extra rest. That's a concern for me, too, when he's supposed to be the ace, but you almost have to use.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too mean here, but you almost have to use, you know, like training wheels with him or keep the gloves on where you can't really push him and throw him out there on short rest.
And especially when right now, if you go to a six-man rotation, who's 5 and 6?
Yeah, right.
You know, what do you sacrifice games on the back end of that rotation or potentially sacrifice games at the back end to give him that extra day of rest to maybe win one game?
Yeah.
You know, so that's tough. All that said, though, Luke, you know, here they are at the All-Star break, and I get the date changes from year to year. It's the second most wins they've had at the All-Star break in the last 5 years. So they're in a good spot.
Still for sure.
16 games over 500. Obviously, the division is, you know, is theirs, and the division's not making any big runs. So they're in a good spot. My thing is they have to choose between those three things. Wait for position and pitchers to come back healthy. How has that worked out over the past few years? Trade deadline, as you mentioned, which might still be in play anyway, or count on these young guys.
Yeah. I know. And a lot of talk with the trade deadline has been about hitters, Cedric Mullins, Ryan O'Hearn, Josh Naylor. I think the pitching, maybe oddly enough to some, should be the number one priority. But that's why I started off this whole conversation by asking, how do we feel about the Astros right now? Because when you zoom out, it looks pretty good. 16 games over 500. 5-game lead in the AL West here in the division. And 3 games behind the best record in all of baseball. But because they finished the unofficial first half 1-5. Suddenly, it's like the sky is falling here in Houston with this Astros team. Last thing for now on this, though. With that said, huge series, and you guys will have all week to talk about this and as we get closer. But now, suddenly, you look at this weekend series to start the second half with the Seattle Mariners, who just swept the Tigers and are 5 games behind the Astros. Suddenly, that becomes a really big series to start the second half of the year.
Yeah, 5 games back is doable if you're the Mariners. They just have to be able to hit first of all, but you know they're getting their little break now too, and it all comes back to how the Astros come out in the second half, who's back, and more specifically who's not.
Oh, and I also did want to say Bryce Matthews. We talked about this on Friday. You know, he's not a finished product. He strikes out a lot. He went 0-for-7 with 5 strikeouts this weekend in his debut. Tough pitching matchups to begin his career against. But while this might be a good time for a break for the Astros, I do feel bad for Bryce Matthews, where now he has to wait a week and he's just sitting there like, man, I just went 0-for-7 with 5 strikeouts to begin my big league career. He was supposed to play in the Futures game on Saturday. Didn't get to do
that.
Not
even going to do that.
Yeah. He plays in the big leagues, which is great, but then you go 0-for-7, 5 strikeouts, and now you have to wait another week to play and just let that fester. I kind of feel bad for him, where good time for a break for the Astros, maybe a bad time for Bryce Matthews to have to sit there and stew.
That is going to be eating at him for sure. But we saw it coming. I think he's a dynamic player, but it's just not, it just wasn't getting done.
Yeah, he's not right. And Cam Smith's another guy I think could use a break here as well. He's batting something like 200 over his last 2 weeks without a homer, so he could use some time off here during his first full season of big league ball. How do you feel about the Astros? You can let us know. 713-572-4610. They're in a great spot, but did not finish the first half very well this past week. Text the show, let us know. When we come back, hey, it's All-Star break, so baseball kind of pauses here for the week. And with that, we can look ahead to Texans training camp, which begins a week from tomorrow. What are some signs we'd like to see early on in Texans training camp? We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.